So, let us see, there are five words given: seized, understood, comprehended, held and possessed. Now these five things are done in regard to what? Meaning and value of substance and life movement. Now each word is a difficult word, in which meaning and value. Every object that you see will always have two aspects. It will have a substance and it will have a life movement. Anything in the world, this is generally true of everything. There will be substance and there will be life movement. So whenever you say, I am understanding something, it will be always understanding of a substance and understanding of the life movement. Now, every understanding has again two aspects. There is a grasp of the meaning and grasp of the value. When you see a diamond, you first of all understand the meaning of a diamond, a glittering stone, shining stone. That's the meaning of it. It's not the same thing as the value of it. What is the value of the diamond? Not only the cost of it, that is not meaning or merely of value. Value is always understood in the terms of satisfaction, the happiness and joy that its possession gives you. Whenever you ask what is the value of it, it means the degree of satisfaction or happiness or joy that that object when possessed gives you. So sometimes you may understand the meaning but not the value. A crow might pick and fly away. It has no value of the diamond. The crow has felt it is a thing which can be eaten, and if it could be eaten, it has a value. Otherwise it has no value. But for the princess, the value of diamond is not because it can be eaten or not eaten. The value of the diamond is measured by her in terms of the inner joy that comes out of the possession and by the beauty that it imparts to her body when she puts upon her body. That is the value for her. Now you can see that in the process of understanding anything, how many elements are involved. There is a substance, there is a life movement, there is a meaning, there is a value. And when this substance and life movement, its meaning and value, are seized, understood, comprehended, held and possessed, when all these things happen together, then you can say you have now begun to be illuminated. Anything short of it is not illumination. You know, in this field there are three very important words: information, knowledge and wisdom. These are three very important words in this connection. Information, knowledge and wisdom. We very often speak of these three words. It is only if you are a philosopher that you try to think about these three words and try to understand the inner significance of these three words. What is basical information? Information, I'll tell you very briefly so that the mind is at rest with regard to these three words. Information is any process by which some kind of disclosure takes place. You know, disclose. If the door is closed, is closure. If slightly open, there is a disclosure. Now when you open the door, even slightly, something that is inside the room becomes perceptible. It's a disclosure. And whatever you receive in by way of the disclosure can be called information. This is the easiest definition of information. Any process by which disclosure of an object takes place is information. Knowledge is not merely disclosure of an object. Very often we say education is not accumulation of information. That is to say, education is not piling up of disclosures. It is said that knowledge, education is a process of knowledge. And further it is said that true education culminates in wisdom. Not only in knowledge but also in wisdom. Your educational process should be such, it does not merely inform you but makes you a knower, and then finally makes you wise. Then the educational process has become complete. Now, what is the difference between information and knowledge? Knowledge is the collection of ideas and interrelationship of the ideas and their value. This is knowledge. Where there is no ideation, mere there is information. Many human beings who read so many books, there is a lot of information. Himalayas, 29,000 feet high, is an information. But what is the meaning of a mountain? What is the idea of a mountain? How it is related with many other ideas of ocean, of other kinds of topographical details of geography and so on. And then what is the value of a mountain? Unless you have these together, you have no knowledge of Himalayas. These are the minimum things that you require to know the Himalayas. It's not enough to know Himalayas is 29,000 feet high. It's information. It's a disclosure of some kind. Good, fine. Nothing to combat with it, nothing to be criticized about it. But that is not knowledge. For information or for any kind of a state of knowledge to come into being, you should have ideation, interrelationship of ideas, and the value of these interrelationships. Then you can say, I have now known. Wisdom is even deeper than this. Now, between the knowledge and wisdom is illumination. I spoke of these terms because I would like to make a distinction between knowledge and illumination becoming wisdom. Now, you will study this next time when I come. We shall reflect on this. It's a very good exercise so that ideas become very clear in your consciousness, and you will tell me how, at least this first paragraph you will read 3, 4, 5 times and find out any defect if there is any, and next time when you come you tell me how to improve upon it. Alright, good exercise.